The Olympic movement is facing one of the biggest scandals in its history. A few days ago, Swiss Olympic official Mark Hodler went public with allegations of vote rigging in the awarding of the Games. Today, at a press conference in Lausanne, Switzerland, he gave more details about what he calls widespread malpractice. From Lausanne, Claire Duhl reports.
The International Olympic Committee is embroiled in one of the biggest scandals since Ben Johnson tested positive for drugs at the Seoul Olympics. Veteran committee member Mark Hodler has alleged agents, including one member of the IOC, have been offering committee votes for cash to cities wanting to stage the Olympics.
These agents came to the cities and said, you probably know that never in the last 15 years a city, a bidding city, has won without my support. That was the most detestable agent.
Hodler's allegations of a $1 billion trade in votes followed the International Olympic Committee's decision to investigate alleged payments made in Salt Lake City's successful bid for the year 2002 Winter Games. Hodler had accused Salt Lake of taking bribes, but today he inferred the city was itself a victim of the agent's greed.
For us, Salt Lake City was the victim of blackmail, and the real villains in this were the agents.
The organizers of the Games in Salt Lake have apologized for offering sports scholarships to relatives of six IOC members during their bid campaign. President of the Salt Lake Committee, Frank Joklik, said it had been a mistake, but he felt his city had retained the Olympic movement's backing.
Quite movingly, in a way, expressed their support of Salt Lake City, of the organizing committee, and of our efforts for the Games preparations. So I must say it was a meeting which we enjoyed, and it gave us the impression that we're on the right track as far as preparations for the Games are concerned.
Shocked by the series of allegations, the president of the International Olympic Committee, Juan Antonio Samaranch, has promised to expel any member found guilty of corruption. He stressed the committee's determination to clean up its act.
We're not happy, you know. But that's a fact. We have to assume this fact. We are waiting for the findings of this inquiry commission. And all the people can be sure that we will take the right and strong decisions necessary.
The committee will announce the results of the inquiry ahead of a conference in February aimed at fighting drugs in sport, the other major test of the organization's credibility. For NPR News, this is Claire Duhl in Lausanne.